Duncan McLeod, and this is the Tech Central podcast brought to you today by Hewlett-Packard Enterprise and Apptronics. Now, this is part two of a discussion with HPE's Rachel Cook and Apptronics' Mark Wayne. If you missed part one of this podcast, we had a really interesting discussion about cloud journeys, cloud computing. So please go and have a listen to that. But for those of you who did miss part one, Rachel is GreenLake Country Lead at Hewlett-Packard Enterprise, and Mark is Pre-Sales Strategic Consultant at Apptronics. Thank you both for joining Tech Central once again.
Thank you, Duncan.
Thank you.
So the last time, as I mentioned, we spoke about cloud and how COVID has accelerated the shift to the cloud paradigm. And we also spoke about why it's not always so easy as you think to choose a cloud partner. So if that sounds like your cup of tea, do go back and have a listen to that podcast. But today we're going to be talking about, I've been calling it ZAS or ZAS, or I'm told by Rachel we should actually call it XaaS or X as a service. Or what we're talking about here is an acronym for everything as a service. And I know from Rachel's LinkedIn profile that she's particularly passionate about the subject. So I'm looking forward to hearing more about her views on all of this today. So, Rachel, I'm going to pick on you first in today's discussion. What do you mean by XaaS or X as a service? I presume it's a term that encompasses everything related to consumption-based IT?
Correct, yes. Everything that you can put into a service, we deliver as a service. So it's nothing new to us at HPE. We've been doing it for 10 years. HPE GreenLake is evolving to include all our products and services.
Okay.
So we're moving our entire portfolio to X as a service to continue the strategy.
Okay, so it's gaining traction fast as a concept in the IT space. Is it accelerating because of COVID-19? Is it accelerating because of the current economic environment in which we find ourselves? Because I know there are cost implications associated with moving to as a service. Obviously, you're not investing as much in your own infrastructure. Is it the economic environment that's driving us, or are there other factors at play as well?
It's both of these. So it's customers wanting to save costs because of the great pressure that's been on their business during this time. And then it's also being able to provide new services to their customers because of the new way of doing business. So it's highlighted this new normal that we're calling it as a result of the pandemic has highlighted all kinds of issues for companies, like operational risks, slow time to provision infrastructure. They can't afford costly upfront purchases of new infrastructure. Mm-hmm. And their current IT probably isn't scalable enough to be able to meet any new business demands. And they tend to be spending more time on maintaining their current environment instead of transformation initiatives for the new normal.
Right. But Mark, this also, and I know we touched on cost quite a bit in the last podcast when we spoke about cloud, but I imagine that this helps eliminate wastage because you're only using what you need.
That's very correct, yes.
Okay. So what about control freaks? There are, I think, a lot of people working in IT who love to hold and touch what they own. They want to walk into the basement of their company and see all that tin purring away and running their applications. This idea of everything as a service and buying everything on demand must run counter to certain personality types, I'd imagine, Mark, who work in IT, who like to keep control of things.
Sure. I think from a control perspective, and really it does depend on the cloud model you choose. You know, some of the cloud models do allow you to maintain a lot of control.
Okay.
Where you want to relinquish control off from the mundane services. So where your internal IT team are doing repeatable mundane services, automating that or having a partner perform that for you so that your internal staff are focused on the strategic goals of the organization, not just maintaining an environment. So, you know, there's some advantages to having an equipment in your own premises. There's some advantages to having your own equipment even hosted in someone else's premises. It really is a choice between the compliance and governance of single tenant versus multi-tenant, whose balance sheet it's going to sit on if there are any financial considerations like that. So, yeah, I think everyone is looking at all the different options and the benefits and pros and cons of each.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Now, Rachel, HPE has announced it wants to move to everything as a service as its basic model, as I understand it, within the next 2 years or so. What does that mean exactly? What's the motivation for it? And how does everything as a service support the new normal we find ourselves in?
So everything as a service is not only cost effective, but also allows organizations to scale easily and improve their agility and time to market. It enables organizations to achieve a cloud-like experience in their own data center so they can see and feel and touch the infrastructure in their data center. It enables them to, for applications that can't go to public cloud, they keep them on-premise in their own data center. And this would probably be due to factors such as compliance, security, performance. And to meet today's business demands, they need agility, they need to have scalability, and no matter where their apps and data reside. So this cloud experience can accelerate business outcomes with these new pressures that are on their business and enable them to provide what they need and keep their costs contained as well.
Okay. Now, I know that HPE GreenLake is not a new solution from HPE, but it sounds to me like this is evolving to include basically all HPE products and services. Is that right?
Correct, yes. Everything that we do will be delivered as a service
via GreenLake
within the next 2 years, yes.
Okay, interesting. Where does the word GreenLake come from, by the way? And I know I'm putting you a bit on the spot here because I didn't brief you beforehand, but do you know offhand where GreenLake comes from? It's an interesting name.
It is, yes. So it comes from and it's not something we're probably used to here. If we think of green water, it maybe isn't that healthy. But sure. in countries like Switzerland, for instance, you would find these sort of lakes that reflect green, and somebody would go and sit there and be fishing, put out their line, sit there, and it's completely calm and it's quiet and they don't have to worry about anything. And mm-hmm. that is what the experience of Green Lake is. It's a, you don't need to worry about the environment. It's all taken care of. You don't need to worry about a sudden rush of demand coming and not being able to contain it. It's all taken care of.
Okay. So take us through GreenLake in a little bit more detail then and what it offers for customers. Let's say you're talking to a customer who doesn't use any GreenLake services right now, and they want the quick elevator pitch as to why they should be considering this and what it's going to offer them as a business. What would you tell them?
So essentially, we provide them with technology to meet their business needs. So they can weigh in on what type of technology they want, or we will design a solution that meets their business outcomes. And that technology is then either installed in their own data center or in a hosted facility. And we agree with the customer on a unit of measure, depending on the underlying technology. It may be virtual machine as a service. We may charge them per gigabyte of storage. And that price per unit, we then provide that to them upfront, mm-hmm. and we meter what they use. And the following month, we then invoice them for that usage. And through the use of the GreenLake Central platform, they're able to see exactly how much they are consuming, exactly what it's going to cost them the following month. Mm-hmm. And they can then budget for new business requirements that may need additional infrastructure, which would then incur additional costs. So we can include all sorts of things into that. Even the co-location facility can be part of the service. So we give them a buffer as well, so that if they start running out of capacity, there's a buffer available for them to use immediately, and they only pay for it when they use it. If there's a new business requirement where they need a lot of additional infrastructure or a different kind of infrastructure, it can very simply be included in the GreenLake model with a simple change request.
Understood. All right. Now,
we do this.
Sorry, carry on.
I wanted to say we do this together with our resellers like Aptronix and deliver this as a seamless service to end customers.
Okay. I was just about to say that Aptronix is an important partner of HPE's. And Mark, if I could bring you back in here, maybe just to talk a little bit about the role that Aptronix plays in terms of HPE's GreenLake offering.
Aptronix has been a top-tier partner of HPE for many years, servicing customers' needs. HPE is designed and delivered collectively by HPE and Aptronix, leveraging the skills and expertise of both organizations. The value that Aptronyx brings to HPE GreenLake is in the assessments of requirements, right sizing, design, deployment, support, and the service delivery of the HPE GreenLake solutions. From an Aptronyx perspective, we also hold partnerships with enterprise software OEMs, furthering the service offerings. And this partner software can be included in the HPE GreenLake solution. And these include the likes of VMware, Citrix, Red Hat, Oracle, Beam, and countless others. HPE GreenLake with Aptronyx as a partner just offers a wide portfolio of services that really brings the cloud experience to the customers wherever their apps and data are under one single management framework.
Okay, and so what are some of the challenges that clients are facing that leads them to look at HPE GreenLake as a solution, Mark?
The IT being as complex as it is, and especially with mid to large organizations, the complexity of the environment really just grows over the years. And part of GreenLake is the services. And as I was talking about, those day-to-day services which are bogging down your IT staff, that can be included in the GreenLake offering. CapEx, people want to preserve CapEx spend and maybe go to an OpEx spend, but not adopt the public cloud. HPE GreenLake is basically cloud-based economics on premises. So It has all the advantages of cloud, and is really just in a cloud model depending on the customers wants it out.
Understood. Okay. So before we wrap today, Rachel, I know we touched, actually, I think both of you and Mark touched on this in our previous podcast discussion on cloud, but maybe just as a recap, and for anyone who might have missed part one of this podcast, we know that many South African companies are increasingly moving to the cloud, and this has accelerated as a result of the COVID-19 situation in 2020. We also know that it's not as cost effective as many people think it might be. How can HPE GreenLake help address this problem?
Well, with HPE GreenLake, there are no upfront payments. I mentioned earlier that we set a unit of measure. So there's a unit price that is agreed up front and remains in South African rands for the term of the contract. And inside that unit price, we include the installation of the infrastructure, the support of the infrastructure, and any additional services that are required. So there's no extra costs. You know those costs up front. There are no annual increases or extra support costs. And extra capacity is always available when required through the on-site buffer. And the customers only pay for what they actually use. So the more you use, the cheaper the unit price becomes as well.
Yeah, not too many industries where that happens, where it tends to be the more you use, the more you pay. So that's fantastic. That's one of the unique things, I think, about the IT industry. And of course, there is the GreenLake Central, which allows organizations to access to a central platform that allows them to monitor their cloud spending costs in minute detail, right?
Exactly, yes. They can check their expenditure on the on-premise GreenLake environment and be able to check their public cloud usage as well, all in one platform.
Excellent. Rachel Cook is GreenLake Country Lead at Hewlett-Packard Enterprise, and Mark Wayne is Pre-Sales Strategic Consultant at Aptronyx. Thanks so much for sharing your insights with Tech Central. And if you found this useful and you've missed part one, again, I recommend you go back and have a listen to it. It's on Tech Central in our podcast section, or you can find it on YouTube, Spotify, or wherever else you consume podcasts. Just search for Tech Central, one word, and you'll find all of our podcasts on those platforms and others. Rachel, Mark, thanks again for your time.
Thank you very much.